Seduction involves, by nature, an element of transgressive and taboo. So the word itself has this kind of edge to it, where we're sort of attracted to it, but we're also a little bit afraid of it. It's like something, it could be very exciting, but there's also something a little bit evil about it, a little bit naughty. And if it didn't have those two elements, it wouldn't be this very powerful word that attracts us so much. So people who pretend that they want everything to be so comfortable and easy and perfect in their life. They want everything to be good, everything to be sweet and angelic. But people are complicated. They desire the opposite of what they say they think they want. So underneath every one of our desires is secretly something else, secretly something maybe the opposite that we want, but we're not aware of it. And so if everything in the seduction were so smooth and wonderful and pleasant, he's giving you chocolates and roses, and wonderful, it doesn't have that edge to it. We want an edge to things in life, otherwise we're not interested in it. It gives it something, a little bit, a whiff of danger. But seduction has to have an element of danger to it. It has to be like being involved with this person. It's not like my life is at stake, but something potentially bad could happen, or there's an adventure involved that I'm not used to, where I could lose something that I value. And that element of danger is actually a spice in our life.